Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It has now been a year since Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Kaylee Gonzalez lost their lives to a senseless murderer on the University of Idaho campus. The man charged with this crime, Brian Koberger, now sitting in jail, awaiting trial. All this weekend, we're going to take a look back at the conversations, investigation, and interviews that we've conducted the last 365 days on this case as we continue to await justice for those four college students. Four killed for what? The case against Koberger. The story all weekend here on the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
More info coming out on the case against Brian Koberger. This time, items seized from the senior Koberger home when Brian went for the holiday break and they found him in his kitchen going through items, putting him, separating him into plastic baggies, wearing surgical gloves, because that's normal. That's, hey, what you doing over there? Mama's baking some cookies. I'm just, I don't know what I would say to my child if I saw that happening. Maybe he was doing it and they were in bed and had no idea. I have to guess that. But we are going to be talking here today with Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, about this very, very case and diving into the new evidence that's been unsealed, if you will, in the case against Brian Koberger. Let's just kind of start there. It's a very interesting scene to wrap your mind around, Robin.
You know, it's really interesting when I looked at that. I always kind of go with the first emotional impressions we get when we see something or we experience something, because that's generally a pretty good indicator of what we, you know, relate to in life. And early on when they first, you know, apprehended him, the first thought I had was, wow, you know, what a basic approach to doing something so complex, because, you know, here's a kid that's studying criminology. He's, you know, going for advanced degrees and in profiling and all these things. And yet he seemed to execute it at a really basic rudimentary level with like no practical experience, obviously. Mm-hmm. Thank God, actually. And then when I saw the search return, the things in there, like the masks and all these different things, the initial impression I got was this is a kid that was given a high school assignment to murder someone. And this is what he came up with.
Essentially. Yes.
Yeah, you know, and the thing, and here's why that also resonates with me, is because every time you see him, granted, we don't know what's going on in the mind, you know, so judging a book by its cover, yeah, the cover set, you know, gives you a very small glimpse of what the chapters are like inside, but it does give you a little bit. And so when I'm looking at the cover of him as a book, he always looks shocked and surprised that he was caught. Mm-hmm. And again, it gives me that impression of this kid that was a really good student, as people have said, smart, and he's shocked he failed his exam of how to commit a murder.
Do you think he thought that he was being really advanced and really sneaky and strategic?
Yeah, I think so. His look of surprise and the initial questions he had for the cops when they showed up of, Have you found anyone else? Have you interviewed anyone else, or whatever that was? You know, that's again that initial shock of there must be someone else because you couldn't be just me. So also when he was pulled over by his dad, you know, some of the body cam footage also looked, you know, annoyance that they were pulled over. It was just really interesting to me. His whole demeanor throughout this has been one of kind of shock that I'm smarter than everyone else, and I can't believe you caught me.
What did you make of that back when we're talking about when he initially got arrested and he made that statement of, did you get anyone else? Because I think that played on the surface to a lot of us of, was there more than one person involved with you doing this? Or was that almost like to, in his mind, he was thought he was being tricky and throwing people off?
For me, from the get-go, it was, I thought he was being tricky. The only other thought I had on that was maybe he left breadcrumbs to lead to someone else. Mm-hmm. To me, I never took it as he was conspiring with anyone else.
Sure. Tell me, when you're looking at this from being a fairly rudimentary plan and not super complex or deep in its ways, what are some of those things that stand out to you that make you go, yeah, this guy really didn't know what he was doing other than from what he's read in textbooks, like specifically?
I think the way he apparently looked like he turned on and off his cell phone. Mm-hmm. He didn't understand the broader spectrum of how we baseline or how professionals baseline based on experience. He read, hey, or knew, whether he read or knew, you know, like, hey, we're going to look at cell phone data. So when you go to the residence to stake it out, turn it off. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, right
obvious
beforehand.
Things that, things that almost look more suspicious than not.
Yeah. In other words, so instead of doing it right before then, you know, get a completely different cell phone, leave it turned off and stay and keep it at home always. Never mm-hmm. bring it with you. I mean, there's just, again, it just, the execution seemed to be him reading that they're going to do X, Y, and Z. So make sure you do X, Y, and Z right before you do it. Mm-hmm. Same thing with, again, the big telling one to me was, you know, putting your trash in the neighbor's trash can across the street. Mm-hmm. Cause he knew that they're going to search your trash. Okay. Then I won't have it in my trash. I'll put it in the guy's next to me. Those types of things to me say, wow, this is someone that read it in a book and thought he's really smart because he read it really, really good. And probably no one else read like as deeply as me or read as many sources as I have read. So I know this, but he had no experience with doing it. Or, and additionally to that, not just him personally experienced it, but didn't talk to anyone that had experience. In other words, he didn't conduct interviews necessarily. I mean, I don't know what he did and didn't do, but he didn't talk to anyone that either investigated it themselves or had perpetrated these types of crimes themselves as well.
I'd be curious to learn what he got on that study he was trying to do in criminology.
Yeah, that's what I'm literally, you can probably hear my wheels turning on. I'm really interested in that as well. The other thing that was really striking to me on this too, I because you don't know what defense is allowing, not allowing, or when he lawyered up, but the whole, His text string from when he was younger too, when he was basically being pretty open with the pain and confusion he was experiencing, that's someone who generally, like all of us at different points in life, wasn't feeling like he was connecting with anyone or anyone really understood or knew him. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it would take much for someone to non-judgmentally have a conversation with him. And if not a confession, but get leakage on different aspects of him and what was going on. I mean, hell, he was doing it if all these different personas he had on all these different social networking sites anyway, where someone says that, we think the killer is here or there or anywhere, and he's actually chiming in, no, I don't think so. I mean, he was actually given leakage in other places already. So I would imagine a great interview would be able to get an awful lot out of him.
Yeah, it would be interesting to try and just speak to his inner sadness, if you will, because I mean, I think a lot of this, you know, comes from that. Obviously, it's no justification for anything, but I think it does explain a little bit more of how we got the recipe for what we got here in Koberger. What was your take on? I found it very amusing when I read about when they came into his home. He's sitting there in shorts and a t-shirt with rubber gloves on, going through his own trash and putting it into separate baggies. What is he doing in that sort of situation? Number one, why is he holding on to anything that would be relatable to this crime scene, unless it's a trophy of some sort? Or is he thinking that, you know, he's going to have this as a, some things as a backup to prove that he wasn't there? I don't know. There's so many unanswered questions there, but what's your take on that?
I don't, again, I'm not an expert on the different criminal mindsets of these things. He never struck me as a trophy taker.
No.
I still go back to the classroom assignment thing. I mean, so if you conducted a classroom assignment and you're given a task to do a project, you're going to hold on all the pieces of the project in case you need to do the project over, or you're going to do it again, or whatever it is. And also, since people have described him as OCD, he's probably just categorizing things and putting them in their proper places. And since he didn't read about how to get rid of certain types of evidence, he'll just hold on to it. He executed. All right, I got to get rid of the murder weapon. I got to get rid of my clothes that I wore. So that's why we're having a hard time finding those. But he probably didn't read about getting rid of anything else. He didn't seem to be a very innovative thinker, is a good way to put it, because he didn't innovate to the situations he was presented. Here's a great example of showing his lack of innovation. So he planned this entire thing out. He's confronted in the hallway on the way out by the other female that lived in the residence, and he doesn't kill her.
Yeah. That was bizarre.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the pattern of his behavior and the pattern of his life as an arc, it really fits, because he's structured, he's methodical, and he doesn't deviate from his OCD plan.
Sure.
And since encountering an unknown individual in a household wasn't part of his plan, he didn't know what to do and just kept going.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
More to come with Robin on the Koberger situation, driving a little bit deeper into everything that's been happening in the last couple of weeks here, that's been revealed in the last handful of weeks. And we'll dive deeper into his story, maybe what happened earlier in life to make Koberger the way he became. Press subscribe so you don't miss that part of the conversation. It's coming up on the feed here very soon. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.